You're listening to Idaho Matters. Okay, so how do tacos sound for dinner tonight? If you are looking for a new taco truck suggestion to maybe shake up that pandemic routine this weekend, we've got some suggestions for you. Idaho Statesman reporter Nicole Foy stayed with us to talk to us about some new spots to try. Okay, Nicole, so you wrote an updated taco guide recently. This is not the first time you've actually written about Idaho's taco truck and restaurant scene. So before we talk about the specific recommendations, can you tell us about your process for writing this? Because you're actually an investigative reporter, but there needed to be some investigating, I'm assuming, to find the right, the best tacos.
You know, it required all of my investigative skills to be able to do this.
Absolutely.
And it was difficult. It was time consuming. you know,
Somebody had to do it.
I was happy to step up and take one for the team. I mean, it's funny because I am not a food writer. I think if you read anytime I even write about tacos or anytime I talk about food for a certain amount of time, you'll figure out pretty quickly that I don't usually know what I'm talking about. I just really like to eat tacos.
You like tacos.
Yeah,
right.
I like tacos.
If you follow, if folks follow you on Twitter, I think, yes, they get the great reporting that you do. But they also realize that you love tacos.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it just kind of stems from, so, you know, for people who may not follow my reporting very much, they may not know I'm originally from California. And so, you know, whatever, I'll get emails about that. But so when I moved here, I have a lot of my own family Mexican recipes that I know how to cook. And so I wasn't really necessarily looking for Mexican restaurants because I know how to cook a lot of the stuff, maybe not as well as some people, but you know, I've got some family recipes. But I don't know, tacos have always just been a thing that you go out and eat. And also too, a lot of the Mexican food that I've found here in Idaho, and for people who don't know this, we have a lot of Tejanos here in Idaho, a lot of Mexicans originally from Texas. And so if you're like going to compare what the Idaho food here is like, it's really going to be a lot more similar, you know, not every restaurant, of course, but a lot of them are going to be very much more similar to Tex-Mex food, which is great. Tex-Mex is fabulous. Not necessarily what I'm used to eating. And I'm from the California Central Valley and Sacramento and Bakersfield. And so it's different regionally. And so, but tacos they never fail.
Okay. So I'm curious then, how would you describe Idaho's taco truck and taquiera scene now? I mean, is it growing? Do you think it's improving? Or maybe the better word is it getting more interesting?
Yeah, I think it's definitely getting more interesting. So granted, I've only been here for a couple of years, but I have been very devoted to finding tacos since the 3 years that I've been here.
And so one thing glad I think you people have need been.
To, yeah, one thing I think people need to understand is that this is my personal opinion, but also I think it bears out with demographics and stuff like that. But you're going to find the most Mexican food, the most taco trucks, and honestly, the greatest variety of authentic Mexican food in Canyon County, Nampa and Caldwell.
Right.
You know, Canyon County is 25% Latino. So like, that's, you know, so like you have a better chance of finding maybe what you're looking for there. However, I would say spending the last year, here trying to stay a little bit closer to home in Boise, like so many people have during this pandemic. I really did not have great success with finding tacos in Boise before this year, but I think just necessity. There's some really great, you know, taco trucks. Like one of my favorite go-to is Tacos El Chavo on Overland, mostly because it's kind of close to my house so I can get there. But that's one of the things I tell people though, is, and I think is one of the reasons why I wrote this story and I've written past stories, is just that if you're looking for really good tacos, you might not want to go to a place downtown. You might not want to go to a sit down restaurant. It's those little taco trucks on the side of the road. It's the little taquerias that, like, you know, that you might not have noticed, you know, stuffed in like a strip mall or in other buildings. those by and far are always going to be the ones that, you know, even if you're, you've never been there and you're, you don't know what it's going to taste like, 100% recommend you go and check it out.
Okay. We've only got a little less than 2 minutes. So quickly, okay, give us your like top three recommendations of taco trucks.
So one of the places that I featured in my most recent story is, it's called La Garnacha. And they just opened in Nampa. And one of the reasons why I featured them is because I know that everyone has been going crazy. It's for people in California and other states for a while. And I feel like the craze has just hit Idaho, have been going crazy for something called birria, which is, it used to be like, it's traditionally it's made out of goat, but there's a lot of beef dishes. And so this La Garnacha uses beef, and it's just like this really juicy red meat that is dipped in consomme, which is like kind of a broth. Like if you need to think about like an American equivalent, it's like dipping the in the au jus, you know, like that. Kind of what you do with the taco. So they are amazing. They're right off of downtown Nampa, and they have.
Okay, I've got 30 seconds, Nicole. I need two okay. more recommendations, really quick.
Two more recommendations. Okay. Well, then I guess I would probably also say, oh gosh, you're putting me on the spot. I really love Tacos El Rey in Garden City and on Shinden. They're fabulous. Okay. And then I like Toro's Tacos in Nampa as well. Like they're kind of hidden on Garrity and Franklin, but you can't go wrong.
Perfect. Nicole, thanks for doing this investigative report. Everyone needed the information. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday.